Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the Mountainside Grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Conrad of Piacenza.
It had come. The thing we all had dreaded through the season of the drought, all through the long, hot, and dry summer of 1321. A brush fire. And now suddenly havoc and desolation. Out of the yellow and black smoke, the red and blue flames. This and the smell of burning. 20 square miles of forest and brushland ablaze. Cattle and sheep surviving the drought, now doomed to perish in the flames.
Father. Father Ignatius.
My son, not even a priest of God can put this fire out. Tell me, is your land in danger?
I'm not sure.
Your house is on the other side of the river, isn't it?
Yes, the river may offer protection.
Dreadful, dreadful business.
Who started the fire? Does anyone know?
So far, we don't know.
Could have been anyone.
Or anything.
Anything, yes. It didn't have to be a person. It could have been started by almost anything. Anything at all. Keep back, Father. You'll be scorched.
We may have to evacuate the town.
You think so?
Looks as though we may have to, my son.
Has anyone been hurt?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything yet.
Well, I'll go on home. My wife will be worried.
The man was tall, good-looking, slightly more than 30, and wearing the gold brocade and red velvet of the aristocrat. I had known him all his life, and I had baptized his beautiful wife, Felicia, soon after her birth. Their marriage had been a love match, and they were deeply devoted to each other. Their palatial villa overlooked the river, providing what was now a dreadful view of the fire raging on the opposite side.
Conrad, darling, where have you been? I've been terrified.
I was over there. I wanted to see if there was anything I could do.
There's nothing anyone can do, is there? Darling, are we in danger? I mean, this house?
I don't know.
Horrible. Has anyone been killed?
I don't know. I don't know.
They say it started early this morning in the woods.
That's what I heard.
Conrad?
What?
Did you see anything?
See anything when?
Well, this morning. I just remembered. You were out hunting this morning.
Be quiet, Alicia. Be quiet.
What is it, darling? Do you know something?
No. What could I possibly know?
You do know something. Tell me.
Alicia, there's nothing to tell.
Yes, there is. Now tell me.
Oh, my God. My God, help me.
Darling.
It was an accident.
You? Was you?
Listen to me. I became chilled. I lit a fire. I didn't realize some of the sparks...
Quiet, darling. Quiet. Someone might hear.
It was an accident.
Yes, yes, yes. It was an accident, but keep quiet. No one must know. No one.
But if I explained it was an accident...
No, darling. It was against the law to light a fire in the woods. Remember that. You mustn't tell anyone. No one must know.
Suppose someone saw me in the woods.
No one saw you.
We can't be sure.
It'd be known by now.
What am I going to do? Alicia, what am I going to do?
Nothing. Don't you know what would happen if they knew it was you, darling? They would tear you to pieces or hang you. You know that.
I'll go crazy if I have to keep silent. I can't.
Yes, yes, you can. You will. You've got to. Think of me. Think of us. What good would it do if you confessed? They'd kill you.
I know. Yes, I know that.
Then don't do anything foolish.
I tried to put it out when it started, but it was no use.
Hush.
Fire raged for a full week before it burned itself out. And the people wanted a scapegoat. They found one.
An old man. A woodsman. They say he's not in his right mind. He never was. Someone saw him running out of the woods.
They blame him?
He's almost dead from fright anyhow. They say he doesn't seem to know what's going on around him.
What are you saying?
Do I have to say it?
Alicia, we can't.
Why not?
You can't mean it.
He's an old man. He's all alone. He hasn't long to live in any case. And darling, he doesn't really understand what's happening.
You want me to keep silent? And let him take the blame for what I did?
Yes, yes. Oh, darling, don't look at me that way. Yes, I am wicked, I know that. But I'd rather be wicked than lose you. And I would lose you if you gave yourself up.
What's happening to us? Until this thing happened, we were reasonably decent people. Alicia, what's happening to us?
Nothing. And nothing will if you keep quiet. And we'll have the rest of our lives together. Oh,
God, forgive us.
You're shaking. Take hold of yourself. Rain. It's going to rain. Look at the sky.
I've got to think. My brain's on fire. I've got to go out. I feel suffocated in this house.
I know. It's the heat, but it's going to rain any moment now, and you'll feel cool. You will, darling. I promise. Look. Look. It's beginning even now. The rain. It's the rain. How wonderful. I thought it would never come.
I'm going out.
No.
I must.
Well, I'll go with you.
No, I want to be alone. I want to think.
No, I won't let you go out alone. You might talk to someone, and in your present frame of mind, heaven only knows what you might say.
Alicia, Conrad,
good evening, Father.
Well, join me in getting soaked to the skin.
Yes.
Did you ever see such glorious rain? You see, God didn't forget us after all.
Oh, the beautiful, beautiful rain.
Yes. If only it had come a week ago, before the fire. Well, the Lord knows best what he is doing.
Father, they say an old man was responsible for the fire. Is it true?
I don't know, my son.
Does he admit it?
He seems too dazed to make much sense. Today I went to see him. He was laughing about the fire and saying how pretty it was. I'm afraid he has no conception of his position.
What will happen to him, Father?
What is to happen will happen tomorrow morning. He's to be executed. God rest his soul.
And then the mob will be satisfied.
Some will be, I suppose. Poor old fellow hasn't even been given a trial.
Well, suppose he's innocent.
Then the guilty person, if there is one, must live with his conscience.
But, Father,
our conscience is one thing we cannot escape. And if we are not aware of that conscience, then we have indeed cut ourselves off from God. I truly believe conscience is our Lord's divine voice within us.
Yes. Well, we'll be getting along. Come on, Conrad. And good night, Father.
Good night, my children.
Good night, Father.
Executions in the public squares of Italy and elsewhere in Europe were commonplace occurrences. Often they became the scenes of vulgar celebrations. Justice was not always just, but sometimes very swift.
He's dead.
Yes, it's all over and done with.
I let them murder him.
Hush, no.
How can I live with it?
Darling, in time you won't even think about it. You get over things. After all, who was he?
A man. An old man.
A useless old man.
Useless and not he had the right to go on living.
He was demented.
But innocent. And I let him die in my place.
Now listen to me, darling. An old man is dead, but you're alive. You're young and you're safe. And we're together. That's what matters to me, you and I, together, and our future together.
And we sacrificed him for that future.
All right, if it can be called a sacrifice, then let it serve a useful purpose. We'll build our life on it and justify it.
Justify? We can't justify what we did.
Just trying to make you realize that we can't undo what's been done, and that we should be grateful for what we still have.
What do we have?
Ourselves, our happiness together.
And our conscience.
Oh, darling, please.
There's one thing I must do. One thing I've got to do.
Yes, I know, dear. You've got to confess. But it's safe. The priest is sworn to secrecy after all. It's all right, darling. Go to him. It's right.
Come to your priest, and you turn to God.
Help me, Father. Help me to atone.
How do you come to me, my son?
Begging for a chance to prove my love of God, Father. Begging for the sacrament of penance. Begging for a chance to atone. Help me.
That's what I'm here for, my son.
Thinking about us, about our love, how precious it is to me.
Oh, my darling, never stop saying that. Never, never stop.
And I suppose nothing can ever change what I feel.
Why are you talking this way? You frighten me. It's after 3, darling. We should try to sleep.
Yes, we can talk in the morning.
Talk? Talk about what? Darling, what is it? Please tell me.
Alicia, our love is what we cherish most. It's more to us than anything else.
Yes.
And so it becomes the thing we have to give up.
What are you saying? Give up? Give up our love? What do you mean?
Just that. I'm going into a monastery.
Oh.
It's true, Alicia.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
I tell you, I love you more than I love any creature on this earth. I tell you the truth. And yet I know I must love my God more than I do you. It takes nothing away from my love for you. If I say I love my God more than I love my parents, that too is true. In the end, it is God we must face.
Oh, darling, please.
You know, it's all there. In the first two words of the Lord's Prayer, Our Father. It seems to me that in those two words, we embrace the whole concept of Him. We acknowledge Him as our Father, as the giver of life. Alicia, if we thought more about those two words and their real meaning, our consciousness of God would broaden, and we'd attract more of His goodness into our lives.
All right, darling, but...
Now, let me finish. Alicia, my sin was a terrible one. A very terrible one. Yes, I've received the sacrament of penance. I am forgiven. But I want a chance to prove to my God that my moment of sorrow, my contrition, is not just a passing impulse. I want to devote the rest of my life to Him. Dedicate myself to His service.
You're going to leave me?
Yes.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Darling. Darling, what's the matter with you? Sacrificing our love, our happiness, just because...
Because I must. Because I want to prove that I'm worthy of the sacrament.
I won't listen, I won't. I won't. I'll die if you leave me.
We die a little every day with every passing moment. Shouldn't we prepare ourselves for the moment when it comes?
Don't, darling. No, don't do this to us. Please, please don't do this terrible thing to us. Please, please, please. Make him change his mind. Tell him he doesn't have to do this awful thing.
My child, this is something he feels he has to do. I did not guide him into this extreme form of penance. This was his own decision.
Well, then stop him. Stop him.
Have you forgotten the nature of his sin? The sin you shared with him?
No, no. I can't bear to lose him. I'll go out of my mind.
My child, understand him. Understand he wants to prove his perfect contrition. He wants to prove his penance, and in doing so, show that his love of God is greater than even his love for you.
I'll go mad if he leaves me.
Unless you find peace.
Peace?
In our Lord. My child, as much as you love Conrad, somewhere deep within you is a capacity to love our Lord even more, and to find that love even more rewarding.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. That's not true. It's not true, and I don't want to hear about it. I want my husband. I want him to stay with me. And you won't help me. You won't help me. You don't care. And it's your fault he's leaving me. It's all your fault. Oh, I hate you. I hate you. Why don't you stop him? Why won't you stop him? Why? Why?
Not quite dawn. It's going to be a nice day. I'm glad you stopped by before leaving.
My wife was asleep when I left.
Oh? You didn't say goodbye?
I thought this way was the best.
Perhaps.
You'll see her father?
Yes, of course. Tell me, do you know the way to Sicily?
Yes, I'll ride as far as Palermo and take a boat. I'll sell my horse in Naples.
Have you any doubts about what you're doing, my son.
No, Father.
And Alicia?
I shall always love her.
You know, there'll be moments when...
Yes, I know. I've thought about that. But I won't turn back. I know that, too.
You're going to a lonely life, my son. You'll be a hermit.
I suppose a hermit has all the time in the world to commune with God. Besides, I hope to be of some use. Even a hermit has visitors.
Well, then, may God bless you, my son.
Goodbye, Father.
And so he rode away into the daybreak, riding south to Naples and Sicily. And later in the morning hours, I went to his home, the home he would never see again. Alicia?
What?
I was told I'd find you here.
He's gone?
Yes, yes, I know.
It's not real.
Oh, it's real enough, my child.
No, you see, he held me in his arms last night and he told me how much he loved me.
He does love you.
And I thought he'd changed his mind about leaving me. And I was so happy. I was sure everything was all right again.
Everything is all right.
So I went to sleep. And then when I woke up, he was gone.
He asked me to come.
Oh. Oh, yes. So that you could tell me where he's gone.
My child...
I can follow him. I can catch up with him. He can't have gone too far yet. I can have my carriage ready in half an hour. See, I don't really mind where he's gone as long as I can be with him. Where did he go? What direction?
Towards Naples.
Naples.
He's on his way to Sicily, to a remote place called Noto.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Now, listen...
And I'm sorry for all the things I said to you. I didn't really mean them. I was just very upset. Now, you must excuse me. I'm sort of my carriage.
Alicia.
Yes.
Will you try to prevent him from serving his penance?
Oh, I only want to be with him.
That would only defeat his purpose. Now, surely you must realize that. He must separate himself from you. He must suffer in loneliness for you. Suffer for the love you bear him. Suffer in longing to be with you. He must deny himself for the sake of his penance.
Oh, don't. Don't.
Will you follow him?
Don't.
To prevent him from serving this penance? In the weeks that followed, she received a letter from Conrad, written from Noto in Sicily.
I'm still adjusting to the poor, humble environment of this wilderness sanctuary. But in a few months, I shall go into seclusion to commune with God in solitude. And in the course of time, I shall then search for opportunity to serve God by serving man. Alicia, if I should someday learn that you have turned to God, as I have, I think then we would be closer to each other than we have ever been, and closer to God. To this end, I pray for you as I pray for myself.
His prayers did not go unanswered. Alicia turned to God, becoming a nun, a poor Claire. In this life, they never saw each other again. But they served their penance and went gloriously on to meet our Lord in perfect contrition. And in years to come, many miracles of healing were attributed to Conrad of Piacenza.